If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey, Bills Mafia. We know there's only one topic every day. All Bills, all the time. And now Matt Bove and Sal Capaccio are going really deep, talking Bills all year long, because it's always game day in Buffalo.
This is awesome. I mean, we were at Bar Bill the other night. We come to We the Hobby today. Rochester has treated us great, Matt Bove.
No kidding. This place is unbelievable. I have never been here before. I walked in. I didn't know what to expect. This is gorgeous.
It is absolutely awesome. We are at We the Hobby here for a live edition of It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. We already have a great crowd. I have to be honest. I know that you have the camera already set up on us, but I'm thinking we might have to wheel it around just so everybody can see. Can we do that? Or do I have to? You want me to use this
one? Let's do it at the end. We'll do it at the end.
All right. Well, I want everybody to know that we have a great crowd here, and they can. You know what? Let me bring this one in. Hold on. I'm going to add this one in. How about this? Can I do it this way? All right. Check this out for everybody.
Goodness gracious.
Look at this. Look at this crowd out there. Say hi, everybody. All right. It's an amazing place. We already got a lot of people out there, and we're at We the Hobby, 23 Arlington Street. Here in Rochester. Matt, they have so much going on today. We got card breaks.
Yep.
People are like, what's a card break? Yep. Like, you're ripping a card? No. You rip the pack open. You break the pack open.
Yep.
It's an amazing business that's exploded over the last several years, especially since COVID.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm looking around and you see so many different products that they have here, right? You see baseball cards. You see football cards. You see basketball cards. You see Pokemon cards. Like, this immediately takes me back to somebody who is very into the hobby when I was younger, when I was a teenager. And now I want to get back into it. But I know a lot of people are really, really into it. So I'm excited to break some cards. I see the studio, right? They've got a studio on the other side of this wall.
Yes.
Where they're live breaking cards.
They have their own production radio/TV studio over there.
Yeah,
it's amazing,
and we're actually going to talk to one of their podcast hosts, Dante, in a little bit. He's going to talk about the hobby. He's going to talk about this industry that has completely surged. I mean, this is taken over for people. This is something that people are super passionate about. So it's perfect that we get to combine this with Buffalo Bills football, which is another thing people are really passionate about. And they've got this entire event. I mean, we're just kicking it off. They've got an entire day of events happening down here. 23 Arlington. There's pizza. There's drinks. There's podcasts. There's vendors. There's merchandise. There's cards. There's everything you could want. So it's a really, really cool day down here.
So thanks to we got Perry's Pizza down here as well, giving pizza out. Come on down. Get a slice of pizza. All right. You get a refreshment. You get a drink. You walk around. You see what they have. It is called their Buffalo Bills training camp after party. And as Matt said, it's not just ending when we're off the air here. We're going to be here for about an hour broadcasting live. And of course, you can rewatch the stream if you miss us at all to learn all about everything that happened at the Buffalo Bills training camp practice today. But check this out. From 3:30 to 4:45, they have game night Rochester's biggest Bills fan trivia going on.
Okay.
The prize is right there. At 5 o'clock, Pack Wars with our in-house breakers.
Yep.
Have you ever seen Pack Wars? You play war with cards?
Yeah, for sure.
That's what Pack Wars are like.
So
basically,
like the better cards.
It's basically something like that. I've done it. I know my son has done it.
That's cool.
And speaking of my son, gonna have a special appearance from Max Capaccio on the Always Game Day Buffalo podcast.
Yeah, I think we should.
Today.
I mean, we talk about him at We should get him on, and this seems like an area where he's an expert.
Dante Furco is gonna join us. He is right here at We the Hobby. He's a professional card breaker. I think that could be a title we could use for him right now. And then throughout, this is the best part about it, folks. All right, drink specials, a raffle, 50-50. It's all to benefit Section 5 Athletics.
That's awesome.
Really cool, and that includes Tailgate Trends. Taylor over at Tailgate Trends is going to come over. She's going to stop over, tell us what's going on for all the benefits that are going on here. It's great. We already got a bunch of people in the chat. Dave Stapleton, he is a big card collector. I know Dave. He does staves breaks, literally breaks things.
Yeah.
And that's what he does. He said, I want to see Matt rip a box.
Whoa, I will. I'll rip a pack. I don't know if I want the responsibility of ripping a box. I mean, I'll try it for sure. The problem is I wouldn't know what's great and what's not. Like, I heard Max talking about some refractor that was really, really good that he wanted. And I'm like, you could tell me anything. You could tell me that's a $1 million card or a 10-cent card. And I'd be like, yeah, sounds good. I just want, like, I'm going to probably buy a couple packs of Pokemon cards while I'm here.
Okay.
Just for the sense of nostalgia.
Are you a Pokemon guy?
I was in 2003. So I'm just going to go and try and find a Blastoise or a Charizard. I watch so many Instagram reels of people who break cards, whether they're sports cards or Pokemon cards. So I figure I have to give it a try at some point.
Listen, thanks a lot. We got Roy Collins says, I used to collect baseball cards back in the 70s. Wish I had some of those cards today. I totally get it, Roy. I know what you're talking about, right? How about this? D&G Explorers. I love this. Hey, Sal and Matt from California, close to Fireball, Josh's hometown, watching in live right now.
That's
how about
really,
that?
Really
we get
cool.
That. We got from the bullpen at WGR. He goes by Coach Drunk Chris Curtis, which is a great name.
Yeah.
Sup, Sal. Great job, Matt and Sal. Thank you, Coach. We love you coming aboard
So who said they're watching from Fireball?
This is D&G Explorers.
Okay, so the interesting thing about all of this is, you know where the Super Bowl is this year?
Yes.
San Francisco. So as close as you can get to Fireball as an NFL market is concerned. So put that in the back of the little, what's the perfect storybook ending? It's not just winning an AFC championship in Orchard Park in the last ever game at the stadium. It's then going out to Josh Allen's essentially hometown for a Super Bowl and winning the first Super Bowl there. So, you know, is it too good to be true? Probably, but it's fun to talk about anyway.
Eastern Washington in the house, Andrew Dunn. We got Dizzy Brother from Seattle. We are worldwide today. Everybody loves cards. Everybody loves the Bills. Everybody loves pizza. We got it all going down here today, 23 Arlington Street. By the way, our producer, Mike Robier, who lives out in, I think he's in Connecticut, right?
Uh-huh.
He says, I would also buy Pokemon cards.
Hell
that's,
yeah,
that's
Mike.
What he would do.
Hell yeah, Mike.
As well. Hey, we want to thank Abby. She did a great job to organize this. So thank you very much, Abby. We want to thank Stephanie over at Odyssey as well. That's why we're here today. So we got a lot going on today.
Yeah.
We're going to bring Dante in a little while. But let's get to the news of the day from the Buffalo Bills. Couple of big injuries, notable names at least. Mm-hmm. A couple of guys did not practice. Terrell Bernard with a hamstring injury. Curtis Samuel with a hamstring injury.
Yep.
Good news that AJ Epenesa returned to practice today. But then towards the end of practice, wide receiver Tyrell Shavers, nice one-handed grab. But as he comes down, Max Harrison was still draped on him a little bit. And as they kind of came down, Tyrell Shavers really kind of twisted his ankle, immediately grabbed his right ankle. The cart came out for Tyrell Shavers. They took him in. What do you know?
Yeah, so the cart coming out is always concerning, right? That's usually the sign of a significant injury. But when you're at training camp, it's a really long walk back to the locker room. So the cart is sometimes just a precautionary thing. Now, the Bills are calling this officially an ankle injury. That is officially from the Buffalo Bills on their injury report. But shout out to Elena Getzenberg from ESPN because she just gave an update that I think will put a lot of people at ease. She said, Bills Tyrell Shavers in pain after rolling. She gave the first initial thing. And then she said later, Tyrell Shavers has an ankle injury per sources. One source described it as a low ankle sprain and that Shavers is doing fine after leaving practice on a cart. So low ankle sprain and doing fine, I think paints a picture, a much nicer picture than we thought an hour ago.
Before it did not look good. It was right next to me. And I mean, the funny thing is I actually, even before he grabbed it, I thought, boy, did he come down wrong? And then right away he did it. You could see it kind of happen in real time that something had kind of just twisted the wrong way when he landed. And then he grabbed it right away, went off in the cart. That's good news. By the way, how about Tyrell Shavers? Good story for you here. I don't know if I shared this the other day when we were on the air. Tyrell Shavers wears number 80, right? Mm-hmm. Which you don't hear 80 anymore for a wide receiver. So I see him walking down the steps after lunch. Mm-hmm. I went up to him. I said, hey, you know what number I wore in high school?
80.
He said, what? I said, 80. I said, but you know why? One of the best players ever played here was Jerry Butler.
Uh-huh.
Do you know about him? He's like, no. I said, you need to look up Jerry Butler. So he said, I'm going to do that. His homework assignment, Tyrell Shavers' homework assignment is to learn about Jerry Butler, who wore number 80. And that was even before Eric Molds wore number 80.
Okay, there you go. Did he watch it? Did you get back
to him? I don't know. I haven't really. I did see him actually the next day because we were kind of having fun with that again.
Uh-huh.
He said he hadn't looked up Jerry Butler, but he said, I'm going to look up Jerry Butler now.
I love that. You can tell a lot about somebody by their athletic or sports number if they do play sports. My dad, for example, was a right tackle. And when he went back and looked at all of his old pictures, he was wearing like number 66. And I was like, this is such a gritty football player that he was wearing number 66. And then everybody, of course, had their different numbers for different sports and whatever they liked to wear. It's funny because, you know, my job is that I work at Channel 7. I always loved the number 7. But I had to pair it with something because, like, a lot of times just the number 7 didn't work. So 17, 27, 77, makes sense. 71. So I just always loved the number.
All right. So we're going to bring Dante in here if he gets a chance. Come on, Dante. Dante Furco is going to join us. Tell us all about what's going on over here at We the Hobby. As Dante gets set up, I want to go over to Denver, Colorado, Kickoff Zone, who says, I'm in the house from Denver, Depew 85 grad. All right. We got him. We got Scott Blakely, who says, yes, Eric Mold's number 80. Definitely. We know Addison. Yes. Schaefer's going to be okay. And D&G Explorers first game went to 1975 for the Buffalo Bills. Pretty crazy. All right, Dante, what's going on, man? How are you? Good to see you.
I'm great. How are you?
Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it. It's nice being on this side where I'm not the one hosting.
Yeah.
I can let you guys dictate how things go.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's start with this. How'd you get into this, right?
Yeah. So I actually grew up in the sports car landscape, but this was my everything growing up. Kind of came from my grandfather, stemmed. He actually owned a sports card shop back in the 80s, 90s in Syracuse. It was one of the first in Central New York, like, history. So that's kind of how my family came up in the card industry. So I've been loving it. But then I worked in TV before coming here, and I saw an opportunity where I can do two things I love, where it's working in cards, but also being able to have that on-air presence. And then other things came with it. We actually have a podcast here that I'm a co-host for. We talk all about the hobby, the industry, where the market's going, who to invest in, who not to invest in. So it's kind of it's the best of both worlds for me.
You know, so Matt and I were talking a little bit about our experiences. So I grew up in the junk wax era, as they call it, right? The mid to late 80s, early 90s. I mean, I have thousands of cards, but they're kind of not worth anything because they were so mass overproduced. Now, some of them are coming back a little bit now. My son, Max, who's here, he's super into it. He's teaching me all about the new ways. Back then, it was Topps, Donruss, and Fleer. That's it. Topps, Donruss, and Fleer. Now, you have so many of these. Talk about how the industry has exploded so many different ways, these refractors, these different types of specialty cards they have, and why people are collecting different things.
Well, the big thing now, and we actually just talked about this on our podcast, it comes down to so many different there's so many different products to rip, and then there's so many subsets of the products where, like, let's just say we're ripping Prism Hobby, which is basically the flagship of the whole entire year. Like, that is a good low-end product where those cards could go from $100 cards now to maybe $30,000 down the line. And then they have with Prism Hobby, there's also Prism Choice, Prism Fast Break, Prism China, Prism International. Wow. There's just so many different, like, subsets where there are so many different one-on-ones now. There's so many different chases where, yes, maybe this big buyer hits this one. The next big buyer may hit another one. A kid might hit this. And then a kid might hit the Paul Skeens 101 MLB debut patch and sell it for $1.22 million.
That's insane. What's hot right now? What are the cards and what are the sports that people are really into?
Well, we're finishing up actually the NFL rookie class from last year, kind of coming out towards the end. So anything you can find with the Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, if I didn't say Drake May and Penix, anything you could touch with that, the quarterback, that is hot. We're coming into a big part of the NBA market in terms of what products coming out, because actually Panini is losing their license to the NBA in October.
Okay.
So that means after October, they can't have products with NBA logos on it. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to put out as much as possible. So hopping into the NBA market these next couple months, it's going to be huge.
Okay, so you've got football, you've got basketball. Is that kind of hierarchy? Is it usually those two, or where does baseball fit into it?
Yeah, baseball's hot right now too. There is Topps Chrome just came out this week. We actually had a group of our breakers at PSA to get cards graded live.
Sure.
That was out in Jersey City. But yeah, it's a big one right now. Some of the newer rookies, James Wood, Jacob Wilson, some of the hot rookies that you're chasing after them.
You know, and I'll tell Matt, like, Matt, if you look up, you see Bowman, Topps, you got Panini, you got Upper Deck, right? It's just amazing all these companies, Dante, that really entered into the sphere, right?
Oh, 100%. The thing is, it's going to change very shortly, too.
Okay.
It's going to change very shortly because of the licensing changing.
Yeah.
The licensing world is a whole complicated thing itself,
yes,
where Panini will be losing the basketball and football license in the next year.
Ooh, wow.
So that's going to change. Tops Fanatics is going to take over.
And Fanatics and Tops, are they together now?
Same thing.
Same
thing with Upper Deck.
Okay. And they've kind of merged. Right there. That's right.
So Fanatics has their hands on literally everything.
That's where there's concern. But I think hopefully they're able to do it right.
Yeah.
And
All right. So correct me if I'm wrong. I think the industry really re-exploded during COVID.
Yep.
People were home. They had nothing to do. Yep. They went through a lot of their old stuff.
Yep.
And you couldn't see people. You had to go online.
Yep.
I can sell this. I can buy this. It seems to me that's when the industry re-exploded.
100%. COVID is where that's actually when this company kind of started to spark, where owner began doing live breaks, and I believe it was his garage or like above his garage. Mm-hmm. And then that turned into maybe one time a week, streaming into two times, into three times, into every single day. And that's kind of where the hobby came about for me personally. So I've been collecting for a while, but during the COVID time is where I took it up a notch. And I actually there's two sides to my card collecting. It's my PC, what I'm actually collecting, and what I can make money off of.
Sure.
And I think a lot of people have that mindset. Some people don't. But that's where I kind of took it to the next step. And I was like, how can I have a love for this and sustain opening packs? Because I can't rip a million boxes because I'm a college kid at that point.
Yeah.
I can't afford all of that. So like how I can keep a flow of income coming while also opening up a ton of packs. So they really took off then. The Pokemon market took
it. Yeah,
that's right. It's not even just a sports market. It's the Pokemon TCG market that is crazy.
It's crazy because during COVID, a couple of my friends actually started doing this off to the side back in Buffalo, and they got a little thing going, and it became bigger and bigger, and it has since really taken off, and they're pulling mostly. They got into Formula One too. Like I know Formula One was really hot.
The market's down a little bit right now, but it's big.
Wow. So they got into all of those things, and I remember I would be with them, and every once in a while, they would be doing the stream, and a couple of us would be just hanging out in the back, and they would hit some really, really big cards. What are your favorite cards that you've pulled live or that you have in your collection?
I'll start with live. So I actually I've hit a lot of cards. I've been here for over a year now. I've opened thousands and thousands of packs. I hit a Victor Wembanyama logo, man.
Okay.
I forget what that ended up selling for. It ended up selling for like 40K.
Jeez.
It was because
we're in the wrong business here, Matthew.
It was a dual logo, man, which brought down the value a little bit just because the guy on the other side, he's good, Asar Thompson, the Pistons, but like it's not top tier. You want that Wemby logo, man, 101.
You just want solo.
You just want him.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's over $100,000 card.
Wow.
All right. So here's your homework assignment right now.
Yep.
I want you to find a card to bring right back to us to show everybody in the camera, like this is what we're talking about. There are people watching right now going, I have no idea what you mean by logo.
I have a picture.
Okay, here we go. You got a picture.
Let me see. I might have to go back.
I want the card though. If you want the card, can you get a card for me and bring it over here? He had an Adley Rutschman card in there that he really likes. He said, I wonder if we can just bring it over here.
Ooh,
I don't know if we can go back. Can we bring the Adley Rutschman card over here? I want to show it.
How bad? I don't even know who Adley Rutschman is.
Oh, he's
baseball.
Plays for the Baltimore. Yeah. Plays for the Baltimore Orioles. Can he go? I don't know. Max, you can ask. You say we want to show it on the air.
We
just want to show something cool
because
people are watching right now. And like, what do you mean by logo? What do you mean by refractor? What do you mean by you know what I mean? You can kind of explain 100%. A little bit. Okay, that's why this card is so special. And especially the ones where it says Max always goes, Dad, I got this out of 25. Uh-huh. This out. It's one. Literally, that many cards in the world of that.
Yep.
And I didn't know too, like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Like, I didn't know, like, even the little intricacies that go into that of like, you want either one or you want 25 or their number.
Can you explain this card?
Yeah. So this is a dual patch auto. That's, was that rookie? Yep. That's rookie.
And it's autographed.
It's out of Dynasty.
This is a patch. So what you see is his jersey he wore that's literally inside the card.
Yep.
And it's Adley Rutschman.
And that's one of the biggest baseball products of the year as well. So that is a really good set to get it out of as well.
Look at this. It's amazing, right?
Yeah.
And now Look at the price tag on that.
$700.
$700.
And what's crazy is it's honestly his market's down right now, which could be a perfect time to buy that as well.
So who are the – I know the rookies are obviously a big deal. I know with at the NFL, quarterbacks are always huge. Yep. Who are the guys in the NFL? Is it Josh, Lamar, Mahomes, Burrow?
Yup, exactly. Patrick Mahomes actually just signed a massive deal with Panini too.
Okay.
So he will be signing in product this year. If you can pull – a Patrick Mahomes auto, it will sell very well. We actually hit this year out of Select. We hit a Josh Allen 101.
Okay.
Black Disco out of Select. I'm very curious what that would have sold for. But, yeah, those would be the big chases. Justin Jefferson sometimes sell. The thing is with the football market, it's quarterback heavy.
Sure.
But there are those special few outside of the quarterbacks that really people want. The Justin Jeffersons, a little bit Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's not higher. If you're a rookie, Bijan.
Yeah.
Jahmyr Gibbs did well his rookie year.
Gentry's going to be a big one this year. Ashton Gentry's going to be a big 100%. One this year.
And he's signing with Panini, which is
okay.
Big.
Okay.
He's See, these guys, that's the other thing. They have certain licenses with certain companies now, what they can and can't do, right? Which changes the landscape of everything. Yep. That's awesome. Dante, thank you. We got a big day going on here today.
Yeah, this
thank you.
Awesome.
I'm going to give this back to you to give back to them. I don't want to be – there you go. We can do that. We're going to give that back to Dante. You can take it up to the front desk, and they'll put it back where it goes.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You very much.
Hey, it was great talking to you.
And actually, you know, if you could have Taylor come over here from Tailgate Trends. Thank you very much. Thank you. Let Taylor know. We'll bring her on too. She's going to tell us what's going on here at Tailgate Trends.
Yeah.
What an industry.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yeah, this is so cool. I'm looking around. I'm looking at the boxes. I see Shohei. I see Judge. I see some of the other big athletes. And it's just like, wow, this industry is so much bigger than it was when I got into it. And now it makes you want to get back into it more. But at the same time, you're like, I don't know if I want to spend all my money because I feel like that's exactly what I would do.
I know. So listen, folks, we're going to be out here. We're going to be out here till about 3:15, 3:30. Matt Bove and I doing this podcast. But you are welcome to come out here the rest of the day. It is there. After the training camp after party, we got some pizza here. We got some refreshments and these cards and everything you see, the memorabilia, it's amazing.
Going off of what Dante was just telling us about, and I actually think it segues us into a little bit of actual Bills talk from today too, was you always are looking for those rookies that maybe haven't necessarily exploded yet.
Yep.
One of those guys last year was Keon, right? Like Keon merchandise would be pretty affordable at this point because he's still not, like what people think he might be able to be. Flashed that today, though.
Yes, he did flash today, and I think I'm seeing a kind of uptick by the day from Keon Coleman,
right?
So, like, if you go back to Wednesday when training camp started, didn't really do much. Then Thursday, okay, Keon started to get involved. Friday was even more so. I thought today was his best day at training camp.
Yeah.
And it's the day before pads come on. I'll give you the best play of the day today from Keon Coleman. It was such a beautiful play from a football standpoint.
Yeah.
Josh Allen throws the ball like a fade to Keon. He's being guarded by Dorian Strong, who's had a strong camp.
Uh-huh.
And they were just jostling down the field.
Yeah.
At the very last second, Keon put his hands up to get over the top of him and catch over Dorian Strong. Mm-hmm. Dorian Strong's DB coach, Jamil Adai, went up to him to talk to him. But what a pretty, pretty football play.
And it's cool. I understand you want to make the roller coaster not as bouncy, right?
Right.
With Keon, you want to make slow, gradual progress. And I think that's what you want to see really about any player, which I understand.
Mm-hmm.
There have been dips. There were a couple really bad drops on the third day before they had their day off. But this is what you want to see. You want to see the bounce back, and you want to see the trust continue to build with Josh Allen. And when you take into consideration Curtis Samuel, banged up hamstring injury, Elijah Moore, general soreness, Tyrell Shavers, even though it doesn't seem as significant as we thought, carted off of the field. They need somebody in that wide receiver room that's there to step up to make sure that that person can be available and productive when the season starts. You know what you're going to get out of Khalil Shakir, right? I think you really like that. I've liked Joshua Palmer's training camp, especially the last couple days. But it feels like Keon's now kind of ascending early in camp. I know one day of pads on, but it feels like those will be their three guys, right?
Yeah.
Keon, Palmer, Shakir. those will be in their got-to-have-it situations, I think the players that are most often on the field.
All right, so I want to tell you about a couple of camp battles I think that are emerging as well. But first, we want to say thank you and give a shout-out. We got Elliot who says, hey, keep going live. This is dope. We love it. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I Snarl says they want to see me play NBA Jam over here. I mean, are you an NBA Jam guy over here?
Yeah.
Taylor, come on over. You can sit with us here, and we're going to bring Taylor in right now from Tailgate Trends. This is Taylor. She's going to tell us all about what's going on. Hello, Taylor. How are you?
Hi, this is awesome.
Yeah, you got it. You can just take this mic, talk into the mic right here, and there's your camera. Say hi. You can just talk to us. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. Tell everybody what's going on here with Tailgate Trends.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. So I'm Taylor. I'm a co-owner of Tailgate Trends. We are a locally owned business here in Rochester, New York. We are here today at We The Hobby to really focus and highlight our newest fundraiser project,
okay.
Golisano Children's Hospital.
Love it.
So this is our third year in a row that we've done a fundraiser project.
Yeah.
First year was with Golisano. Second was with Oshai Children's Hospital in Buffalo. And now we're bringing it back to Golisano for the 2025-2026 football season.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get involved with Tailgate Trends? Is this something that you've been with since the beginning? And, you know, are you from Western New York? Why do you care about all this stuff? Just a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not used to talking about myself.
Yeah, there you go. It's always hard, right?
It is. So I am a Rochester native.
Okay.
Lived here for the majority of my life. Went to law school in Buffalo.
Okay.
So by day, I'm an attorney.
You be?
UB. Yeah.
All right. Good law school.
Yep. Lived in Tonawanda. Really loved it.
Yeah.
You know, Buffalo has just been really special. Great food. And of course, ties to Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that the Bills come to Rochester and we can give the community a little taste of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
And so we started Tailgate Trends with my partner, Lexi Shotlin. She's ironically also an attorney.
Okay.
So we got together in 2022. We love fashion. And we're like, how can we elevate the game? You know, what can we do? What can we bring? We started Tailgate Trends doing customized jeans.
Wow.
So we would ask people for a pair of their jeans.
Uh-huh.
We would put patches on them, Buffalo Bills themed, and sell them. And we're like, all right, this is becoming quite tedious. Like, how can we pivot and really make a mark on the community? What is something that no one else is doing? Because I mean, there's a lot of Buffalo Bills vendors and it can be quite saturated. I mean, everyone's fabulous, but we wanted a way to be different.
Mm-hmm.
So we got together and I was like, you know, what if we did this? And we literally pitched it to Golisano Children's Hospital. We did Golisano because it's near and dear to our heart here in the Rochester community. And they loved it. You know, they took a chance on us in 2023. And what we did for the first project was we had all different children, patients, inpatient, outpatient of the hospital, draw pictures inspired by Buffalo, what Buffalo means to them. The kids are so talented, fabulous, you know, it brightened up their day. We donated markers, crayons, all the materials to the kids.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And they gave us back the pictures, fabulous drawings of all Buffalo Bills inspired pictures. We put them on a crew neck. And we sold the crew necks back with 100% of the profits getting donated back to the kids. So Barstool Prez of Barstool picked it up the first year. He put it on. There's an amazing video of him on his own volition. He, you know, he's a diehard Patriots fan.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
He puts on the Golisano crew neck and he's singing, oh.
I got it. Yeah.
And the internet kind of exploded and the whole project, you know, got a whole new set of eyes on it. And the first year we were able to donate 40,000.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Then thanks. We donated we did it with Oshai Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Did a full set. And now this year same thing. So we had a bunch of the kids inpatient from Golisano Children's Hospital draw all the pictures.
Yep.
If you want to hold this up.
I would like to do
and
that.
And I'm gifting you two one. Oh. So just tell me your
I love
size.
It.
Sweet.
Look at this. Thank you. And now wait, here's the best part. You ready? Watch this.
This is
awesome.
Wait
till we see the back.
Woo.
Look at this.
That is so cool. That is incredible.
Thank you. So every year we try to do a different design or style.
Uh-huh.
So this year's theme is it's a uniform. So if you see, you've got the captain patch on the side of the sleeve. You got the American flag. You got the last name, Golisano, and then the number. And then all of these pictures inside are drawn by the kids.
This is amazing.
It's amazing.
This is so
absolutely
incredible.
Awesome. If you see this on here, what time are you going to be here till today?
You know, as long as this goes.
Well, if you see us today, remember, if you're watching us live, right now we have 1,800 live viewers right now, which is amazing.
This is so cool.
All right. So
I love it.
If you're watching us live, you want one of these? Want to come down here? You want to help out Golisano right there. All right. And then Golisano Children's Hospital and Tailgate Trends.
Yeah.
It's, come to 23 Arlington Street here at We the Hobby.
It's a sick sweatshirt and it's for a good cause. Like, thank I know. You. It's kind of a no brainer, right?
100% of the profits from every single sale gets donated back. And what we do is we run it through the whole season.
Yes.
So at the close of next year, you know, hopefully we're celebrating something else,
yeah,
but we'll also celebrate a big donation back to the kids.
Tell everyone where they can find all of your stuff and all of your channels and everything.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
We are first on Instagram. I know everyone's big on Instagram. Yeah. We are Tailgate_trends on Instagram.
Okay.
And then to buy it, it's www.tailgatetrendsco, like company, co.com.
Okay.
Thank you, Taylor. This was such a pleasure. Thank you so much. Yeah, yes. Definitely. I love one of these
for sure.
Thank you. We'll come right out there. Thank you. You got it.
All right.
No problem. That is Taylor. She's with Tailgate Trends. Here's the thing. We're going to bring Max over here to break some cards very shortly.
Yep.
Before we do that, I teased it. I want to tell you, I think we're having a bit of a swing tackle battle.
Okay.
Between Tylon Grable and Ryan Vandermark. I also think, and this is not going to hit well with a lot of fans, I know this. I also think we have a backup middle linebacker battle going on.
Between Shaq Thompson?
Between Baylen Spector and Joey Andreessen, although Shaq Thompson's getting some time.
Yeah.
Baylen Spector got a lot of run with the twos today.
They love Baylen Spector. They have He's sneakily always kind of loved Baylen Spector. He has to stay healthy,
and he hasn't, but I'm telling you.
Can I ask you, though?
Yeah.
If Joey Andreessen doesn't win that job, is he on the team?
It's a great question. Then it comes down to special teams. And it might be between Joe and Eddie LaFoscio. Mm-hmm. Shaq Thompson has this versatility. He's not a special teams guy, but he can offer versatility. I think Joe is still, I think I would still have Joe on the team because he's just so good in a pinch if you need him and he can play special teams. Mm-hmm. And he's on a second year of an undrafted rookie contract.
Yeah, that's
right.
It's when you are so tight to the cap and you only have so much wiggle room. Somebody like that makes sense. Let's also use context clues. The other day, the way Bobby Babich talked about him, it's clearly somebody that they value. And I actually went and talked to Joe Andreessen after practice on Friday, and we were just kind of chatting about, hey, what is this year like, and how are you different now than you were a year ago? And he said a lot of last year was kind of being starstruck and in awe of like, wow, I'm on an NFL field. He's like, now this feels like where I belong, and I feel like I really can be a difference maker for this team with whatever they ask me to do. So I think that really goes a long way.
Oh, we're going to have you break. We're going to have you break. Can you grab? Yep. I need you to come over here with your box you're going to break. Can you go see Abby? Abby's going to have something for him to break. There we go. So Max is going to come over here to do that in a second. We'll do a real live card break for the first time.
Okay.
Starring Max Capaccio.
What if he hits something crazy?
Oh, my God. That would be absolutely amazing. He'll know.
What is he breaking? Football?
Right? Yeah. Hold on. Okay.
I see what you're saying.
You already broke on the stream. Well, come over here then. Come on home. I told you, come on. You have to break the cards with us. Can you buy a box? That's up to your mom. I know, right? I know. What do you get here, Max? Come on. This is Max Capaccio. There you go, buddy. You're on here. You can talk here already. There you go, buddy.
Hello.
Hi. All right. Tell everybody, what did you get here today? Did you buy these?
Yeah.
All right. What'd you buy?
I think you bought these. I'll hold it. Why don't you take a
look and why don't you show it up to the camera there, the camera on top.
So I got a Derrick Henry out of 10.
Wow. Beautiful.
Yep.
Okay.
And then...
What is this? You show me where this when we came in. Kind of looks. So if I show this to Matt, first of all, Matt does not like Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers pushed Matt one time.
You bought an Aaron Rodgers card?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Now if we saw this, we'd be like, what is this? It's a serial thing. This is a pretty valuable card, right?
Yeah.
Tell me what it is.
One in every in a case for cards. You can buy big cases. That's how big sports cards industries get their cards. There's big cases. And there's 10 or 20 boxes in every case, and one card in every case. It's called a case hit because there's only one, and this is one of them. It was only $5.
Oh, that's awesome.
Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, I hate Aaron Rodgers. I shouldn't say that. I don't hate anybody.
It's a case hit.
Why did he push you?
That's a great question. You want to ask him? I don't know. I've been wondering this for 10
but
years.
Tell him the context.
What happened?
I was on the field, and all of a sudden, I felt somebody shove me. I didn't know who it was.
Matt had a camera, though.
I had a camera. I was getting video of James Starks, who is from Niagara Falls. He used to be a Packers running back. And all of a sudden, I felt somebody shove me and say some mean words that I'm not going to say on a podcast. And I was like,
to tell you to get out of the way, kind of, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, oh, that's so weird. And then 2 minutes later, a friend who was also down on the field was like, hey, I just got video of Aaron Rodgers shoving some guy.
You had like, no idea. Oh my God.
That was Aaron Rodgers who shoved me. So then they sent me the video. So I've had this enemy since 2014. But you know what? Karma's a real thing because he stunk that game and the Packers lost. That was the Bakari Rambo 2-interception game.
Oh, wow. Yeah. There you go. That's right. Okay, what else we got here? We got two more.
And then this is – it's almost like there's only one in the world.
Okay.
Ooh. And it's a Michael Thomas.
It's a mosaic?
It's a mosaic.
It says mosaic Michael Thomas.
PSA 10.
Oh, well, PSA 10. I know that means it's good, right?
Yeah. So here's how they do it, Matt. You grade it, and then they have to put the grading on the top of it.
Yeah.
And it's how you know when it's actually officially graded and what the number is.
No, I do know that. Yep. Yeah, no, I know that.
Okay, so, and then this is a mosaic Michael Thomas.
Uh-huh. So, like, what's a card like this worth?
I bought it for, like, $25, but I think I can sell it for more.
Okay.
I love it.
There you go.
Yeah. I'll probably just keep it.
Yeah.
Okay, and then?
This one I'm definitely going to sell in, like, 5 months. Right. So, it's a Tyrese Halliburton.
Oh.
PSA 10.
Wow. Tyrese Halliburton PSA 10.
Because he tore his Achilles, so his prices are really down right now.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Somebody asked in the chat, did you get any Josh cards? No, not today, but you have a ton of Josh cards.
Yeah.
Who's the person you have the most cards of? We know this.
Dalton.
Dalton Kincaid. He loves Dalton. And Dalton's a big card collector himself. I know you've talked with him about it, but tell me about this Tyrese Halliburton. What does it mean? Donruss Optic. What does that mean?
So it's a set that's like – Panini makes a ton of like different like sets of cards. They all look different. So that's just like a different set.
I need Matt Bove to break open a pack or something.
Yeah,
do they sell packs? Say packs?
Yeah.
Just get a pack. We want Matt to break a pack.
Can I get a box?
I know you want to get a box. That's up to your mom. She's over there. I don't know.
Just but, can I do? What?
Yeah, I think you can get it. Yeah, you already got a box? Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, get a box.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, all right, there you go. He's going to go buy a box. Don't be too long. Can't wait too long. We can't be on this stream forever while you decide what box to get.
What would you normally get? Football?
Football.
Then football.
Football or baseball?
Football.
Okay.
I don't know anything about baseball.
All right. He's going to do a football box. He's going to buy my son. This is what happens. College or NFL?
NFL.
NFL. So my son is going to buy a box here at We The Hobby just so you can break something on the
air. That's crazy. I'm
really going to pay for it. But
you should have said no. That's what you should have done. Because I'm sure they would have given me like a $3 pack.
Yes, we call it ripping. I know what it's called. It's called ripping. Yes, yeah, I know. We've been talking about that, Sid. I know that.
We're ripping some cards.
I know. We've been saying that. I want Max to open it. But yes. Yeah, I know you just came in. We've been saying rip. They're called rip parties, and we go to them all the time.
Well, they have a rip party here today, right?
But you can break. But they're called breaking. They're called breaking.
Yeah.
You rip the pack, you break the box. That's what it is, basically.
Yeah, no, it's something that I know a little bit about just because of the familiarity with other people in my life who are really, really into it. Oh, okay.
There you go. Okay.
So, Tops, is this NFL?
Yeah, it's Signature.
Signature. Okay. What I'm going to do is – okay. Matt's got the full – I'm going to put the second camera – Mike Robbie, if you can. I'm going to put the second camera on Matt's hands.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. This is how they do it in the industry.
I feel like a hand model here. Hello?
This is how they do it in the industry. They put the camera – yep, there you go. Put the camera right on your hand.
Is like the last card the best card or something? Do I need to
You want to flip it? You want to cut – how does he supposed to –
yeah, like in these packs usually. So just – yeah, like that. Just open it like that.
Okay, open it like this. Okay.
Ooh.
Right there.
Okay.
Right away.
Dan Marino. Here,
I don't know Marino.
Anything other than he was a really good quarterback who never won a Super Bowl. Okay, Anthony Richardson.
Oh,
and then something cool about these cards, it says when they were drafted.
Okay,
like very what round and what pick.
Okay, so Anthony Richardson.
Whoa!
I thought for a second that was Aaron Rodgers, and I was just going to throw the cards up in the air.
You should have just like ripped it.
Okay,
it was Aaron Rodgers.
Brett Favre. Jim McMahon.
Jim McMahon.
And this a couple like a, cards this is cool. I think is your good card.
What'd you say?
And a couple cards I think is your good card.
Okay, a couple cards is your good card.
Okay.
I like this one. Drew Brees action.
Drew Brees here. Okay. Thank you. Hello.
I think it's
very,
the next
very good.
One.
Okay, think you think it's the next one. Do I need to do this?
Oh, yeah, you got something good, Max. You got something good. Show it to the thing like you do it. There you go. Now you get it. It's the tease. It's the tease reveal. All right, here we go.
That looks like
a Can you tell?
T.O.? No, I don't know.
No? Oh, I know who it is, I think.
Is that? Oh, Tony Dorsett. How about that? I got a Tony Dorsett.
Tony Dorsett.
Nice. NFL Hall of Fame running back.
Very
cool. And then what else? Oh, that's why. Look at this. It's clear. You can see through it.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Look at this. You can see through this card.
Can I see it for a second?
Yes. Go ahead, Max.
Mike Sanstrell, cornerback.
Washington
Commanders.
Okay.
And then
who's the last one?
Peyton Wilson, Pittsburgh draft class.
That's good.
Linebacker.
This is a good card. Yeah. He got the Tony Dorsett.
Yeah.
Why is it good?
because it's called the acetate. It's clear.
Okay.
And there's a Jaden Daniels one right there, and it's going for $50.
Okay.
Come on, really?
Yeah.
Max, you are way too smart about this stuff.
I did not see the card being numbered.
I know.
For those who asked.
Oh, wait.
No, it's not.
It's not numbered?
No.
No, there's a – nope.
No.
Not numbered. Okay. So
thank you.
So if it is numbered, that means there's only a certain amount of them, and you got that one.
Yep.
That's, well, so Matt got a good pack here?
Yeah.
You got a good card?
David says, right? Max knows it. There you go. Thank you for the coaching, Max. Thank you for letting
me run the pack. What?
Can I go to the box?
You're going
to
get a box. Before we leave, we're going to talk about the box, son. Okay, before we leave, we'll talk. Hey, thanks for coming on. Love you. Thank you. Very, very good. Great job. Great job making your debut on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo on the video side of things. You've been on, actually, he's probably been on before the background. I don't know.
What do you think? So Max has made... Max has made his debut.
Right.
How am I going to get Ellie on the pod? I don't necessarily know if she can talk about.
Oh, I think you've done that though. You had her.
Oh, I might have picked her up.
You had her on. Yeah, there you go.
Picked her up. I want to go back. Obviously, we'll close out with just a little bit more about the event.
Yeah.
But what are your other big takeaways? I mean, we're 4 days into training camp now. Well, so I think we've got a sample size that's enough of like, okay, here's some notable moments and things that have happened.
And tomorrow. Is Pat's.
Get the kid a box.
I'm getting him. Yeah. You know he will. Listen, I will tell you, my wife Yana is standing right out there. She will tell you, I am the softy in the house. If Max wants something, he gets it. And he goes to dad, dad spoils him. Yeah. I am the softy.
Yeah. My
are you the softy?
Well, she can't ask anything yet.
My
grandfather, who is from Italy, Dominic Vaselli, was always the softy. And his question was just always to us, what does it do? And if we could give any sort of answer about any reason it was relevant, he would just buy it. So do you remember the store Odds and Ends? Remember that store?
I do.
We would just randomly, it was right around the corner from their house, we would go to Odds and Ends, and I would be like, Poppy, can I get this? And he'd be like, what's it do? And I'm like, it will let me do this with my friends, and we can all play with the same stuff or whatever. And he's like, just get it.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. Well, what's it do when the pads go on?
Yeah.
It does a lot for the coaches evaluate.
Well,
so no, that's good. Cause someone said, hoping to hear some camp news. Well, we told you camp news about the injuries and where that stands. But Matt, you asked me a question, my takeaways.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My takeaways are this team is just hitting the ground running. I mean, this is a veteran team. Yes, they're younger in a lot of ways. They got some guys going into their just getting into their second contract. They get a lot of guys they've drafted, but this is a veteran team. Right? Okay. This is Josh Allen. This is Khalil Shakir, Greg Rousseau, Terrell Bernard, Christian Benford, all those guys on that side of the ball. The offensive line is all intact coming back. We know that. And my biggest takeaway just through the big team picture through 4 days, this team is just, hey, they're hitting the ground running. They have a game. Week one against the Baltimore Ravens, that's incredibly critically important to the AFC, and they're going to be as buttoned up and ready for that game as possible. This is not a, oh, we're going to get better as the season goes on. Sure, you want to do that. They don't want to have margin for error to start the year. And you could see right away going out there that it feels like regular season practices to me already.
Yeah, and it's interesting too because it does feel a little bit more intense. It feels a bit elevated, and now that's also going to be showcased on Hard Knocks, right?
Yes.
Because it has been a pretty right off the rip, hey, this team is going and they're ready to go. How's the I didn't even see that comment. How's Hard Knocks impacting camp? Well, it's impacting camp because they're everywhere. My other take too is that they love it now. I really do think that a lot of the guys love it more than I thought they initially were. I don't know how certain people feel about it. Like I think I've mentioned on the pod before, Josh doesn't really have much to gain from Hard Knocks. Everybody not named Josh Allen, I think, does. So I think that's cool. Like, here's a good example. And it's not going to be something that's like crazy exclusive. Ray Davis the other day, he went and invited a young girl from Buffalo named Anaya to training camp because he met her at an event a couple months ago. She, during her childhood, had been in and out of homeless shelters in the foster care system. She has since been adopted by her aunt, now her mother, and they met at an event. Ray Davis connected with this family because he's like, this story is very similar to the upbringing that I had. That is an incredibly kind gesture and cool thing for Ray Davis to do. That is going to be the type of story Hard Knocks tells. So if you are watching Hard Knocks and you're in Cleveland or Kansas City or whatever other random city, what do you know about Ray Davis? Oh, he's the running back on the Bills who every once in a while gets a carry. Now you know, okay, this is some of his journey. This is how he's giving back. Those how our people become more, you know, household names and more loved, and people will be buying Ray Davis cards, right? Or a Ray Davis jersey or something like that. So the Hard Knocks effect is real. I'm really excited to see how it all kind of pieces itself together in a couple weeks.
That's really cool. And Ray's a great guy.
He's
and
the best. He's
it's
awesome.
Also, it's also when I talk about, look, it's cliche to a lot of people to talk about culture and right fit and Bill's DNA. But I think we've seen it now, the way that they actually do commit to that. They want the right people in their organization, not just good football players, the right kind of people. Ray Davis just fits the Buffalo Bills for the kind of person he is coming into this organization. I think that that's a really big factor in everything that you're talking
about. Yeah, I didn't mean to sidewind the conversation, but the Hard Knocks question was interesting because that was the easiest real-world example I'll have of it. There will be football storylines. The James Cook storyline will probably be something that gets talked about. Josh Allen defending his, well, not defending, but coming off of an MVP season. The Bills trying to get over the Super Bowl hump. These are all things that they'll talk about, but there will also be some cool behind-the-scenes stuff like that one Ray Davis story. If I had to ask you to give me a couple of players who have really stood out for the right reasons 4 days in, I think we could both get to a couple names that have impressed. It's too early to say maybe somebody's underwhelmed or because there's the sample size isn't big enough, but I think the first few days have reinforced some of our preconceived notions about the guys who the Bills are really going to lean on this year. Like, I've got one for sure, but I think it's so obvious that you might also say the same thing.
You mean who's impressed?
I think there's one player far and away who almost every day I've been overly impressed by.
Ooh, I don't know. Go ahead. Who is
Christian Benford.
Oh.
He's so good.
He is.
Like, he is just continuing to. And here's the other thing. So I'm sitting there and I'm going through a bunch of, you know, you read your colleagues' work. You listen to what other people are saying. You want to have as many, as much of the information as possible. So I'm going through and I'm reading something in The Athletic. You know how old Christian Benford is?
Ooh, he's going into his fourth year.
Yeah.
I'll say 25.
He's 24.
Wow.
So like a player like that, still just scratching the surface of what they could eventually become. And you now have them on this contract that's really not that crazy. It's like, okay, you know, really like what you see on the field. Another Bills guy, culture guy. Like, that dude works so incredibly hard. So Christian Benford to me is, I don't want to say easily the answer, but I've just been so impressed with him every single day. It's only 4 days, but all the days that I've been out there.
A guy that I have noticed, and today I told you about a play that didn't go his way, but really, I think he's been making plays, and he made a great play today. Rookie Dorian Strong, a corner.
Another corner.
Just looks like an NFL corner, this guy. His dad is a professional bodybuilder and weightlifter. He knows his way around a weight room. I'll say that.
Yeah.
But here's the play today. And it's really weird. I just happen to be watching him. Sometimes I'll focus on a player and just nothing happens. This time I was literally focused on Dorian Strong on a play. And he dropped into his zone. And then the play was in front of him. He did a great job to read it, get his head around and attack. I'm like, oh, that's nice. And then he punched the ball loose from Zach Davidson.
Yeah.
He punched it out. And everybody's praising him. Oh, my God. He did the peanut punch.
Well, to your point, Ryan Fowler, I saw this post the other day. NFL and college football analyst, he formerly worked for the Commanders, reached out to a source in Buffalo on early camp standouts who had this to say on defensive back Dorian Strong. Quote, the rapid progression of Dorian Strong has been great to see with it being so early. He's staying late, working his you-know-what off. Excited to see his progression as the summer continues as a physically impressive perimeter athlete. So, like, the Dorian Strong hype is not even just exclusive now to Buffalo.
Right.
It's, you know, the D.C. metro area. He was at Virginia Tech. The Bills get this draft pick. And it almost feels eerily reminiscent of what they got with Christian Benford, where they drafted a corner early, and then this guy kind of came out of nowhere, still anticipating that we're going to see a lot of Maxwell Harrison in this defense. But it does make you wonder, what about the path for a player like, I don't know, Dane Jackson?
I agree. Hey, listen, I did a projected 53
a few weeks ago,
and I did not have Dane Jackson on it.
Okay.
I have Dane Jackson as like being on the practice squad, break glass in case of emergency veteran. Mm-hmm. He could make the team, but I wouldn't be surprised if Dane Jackson doesn't make it. You know who had a great play today? Speaking of this, another corner. Jamarcus Ingram had a phenomenal interception today. He was riding Zach Davidson down the seam, and Zach kind of had a bit of a step. And Zach's a tall guy, as you know, really tall, right?
Yeah.
At the last second, Jamarcus just closed and went high point, and pick the ball off the end zone.
So let's do.
Trubisky was the quarterback. By
so
the way.
Let's do a little exercise here.
Okay.
Jamarcus Ingram or Dane Jackson? You would rather Ingram? Younger.
Yeah. Are you asking me what I think the team is going to do?
Yeah.
I think it's Jamarcus Ingram over Dane Jackson.
Okay. And then the other one to me is Damar Hamlin or Derek Forrest.
Derek Forrest.
Okay. Just upside? Is that what you're thinking?
I think more big playability, especially on special and special teams contribution.
Okay. And then wide receiver, it's
yes,
tough.
Upside,
because,
yes,
it's
upside,
tough
yes.
because of the Shavers injury and we don't exactly know the status of it. Would you have said that he's the early front runner to be the other guy that they keep if they do ultimately keep six?
Only if they keep six.
Only if they keep six. And if not, it's a very clear cut top five of Shakir.
And if it's not him, it would be KJ Hamler, maybe. I would also tell you Caden Prather, he was injured today. Caden Prather went off the field with a trainer with a heavy limp. He came out with a wrapped on his left upper leg.
Now, what's interesting is that I think I might have said Virgil as the other name, but he's a little bit too much like Moore and Samuel and like a little bit too.
Yep.
He's not huge. He's not necessarily a boundary guy. So that's why to me that feels like a long shot. Laviska Shenault needs to get on the field.
Yep.
Like he doesn't have a chance, I don't think, if he doesn't get out there relatively soon.
No doubt. Before we wrap up, BJ asks, can you get someone from Hard Knocks on so we can get an idea of what we'll see on the show? Well, good news for you, BJ, and everybody. Pat Harris, who is one of the top directors or producers of Hard Knocks, is from Rochester, and he's going to be on WGR.
Okay.
I believe Monday morning, maybe Tuesday morning this week, but he's coming on WGR.
Okay.
And he's from Rochester, and he's one of the guys really spearheading a lot of it.
Yeah.
I have been told nothing. I'm not kidding. I've been told nothing but great things by people around the Bills organization about how great the Hard Knocks crew has been.
Yeah.
All the things that they're not pushy. They say this is what we'd like to do. They work really well with the Bills.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Tuesday night to see the first product. We got Drewson says, hey fellas, big fan. Keep up with the work. Thank you very much. We got Keith who says he's watching while he grills in San Francisco.
San Francisco is the best. One of my favorite cities in the NFL. So that's really cool. Ooh, Scott, who's the front runner at backup quarterback?
I still think it's Trubisky.
I think it's Mike White.
Ooh, I wouldn't be surprised. I think Mike White has a shot.
Yeah.
I want to see it happen in preseason. Preseason is going to tell us a lot there.
Yeah, I don't disagree, but I just feel like the offense, I don't know if I want to say operates better because it's different, but I think Mike White has the higher kind of ceiling than Mitch Trubisky does.
I think Mike White can be a legitimate backup quarterback in this league.
Yeah.
I think for the Bills, they like the fact that Mitch Trubisky has a little bit more running ability.
Yeah.
And if you have to put him in there for Josh Allen, at least you have a way to kind of continue on some of the things they like to do.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be the end all be all, but I think it's going to be an interesting battle right there.
Are you used to getting filmed because we are getting recorded right
now?
FX3?
We got the hobby.
Is that an FX3?
See, there you go.
It's a good camera.
We got We the Hobby here filming us and saying hi. Thank you so much, Abby. You did a great job. Thank you so much, Abby, for having us out here at We the Hobby. Can we wheel it around now to say hi to everybody? Put everybody on camera over here. Can we wheel the camera around?
I mean, we
can
do this here.
Okay, here we go. There we go. Max, say hi. You got to move out of the way, Max. We can see everybody. Hey, say hi, everybody. Say hi, everybody. All right.
It's tough because the light.
That's
the light
okay. We got a lot of people out there saying hi, being a part of this. Thank you so much. This has been amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
This is
I want to
cool.
remind everybody what's going on here today. 23 Arlington Street, okay, in the heart of Rochester. Really cool district. You come down here. I think this is called the Art District down here, right? The Art District down here. Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. All right. It's the Art District down here. You come down here. It's We the Hobby. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be here till 7 o'clock with their tailgate. I'm sorry. Their what do I call it? Training camp after party.
Yep.
And we got we have a lot of different cool events going on here, and it's just a really they got pizza, they got refreshments, they got card breaks, they got trivia coming up.
Yeah, so shout
tailgate
out.
Tailgate Trends is what I wanted to say. Thank you, Tailgate Trends.
So shout out Tailgate Trends for joining us. Taylor, shout out to Dante from here at We the Hobby for coming on. Obviously, follow along with all of their work, We the Hobby, Tailgate Trends. Excited to see that. And then just excited to be part of this event. This is really, really cool. Didn't know what to expect as I was driving in today. And this was really, really fun.
It was great. Thank you so much.
We need to get to 25 just for the sake of doing it.
We need to stick around for 12 more viewers, 10 more. We're almost at 2,500 live viewers. We have close to 2,500 live viewers today, guys.
I won't say nothing just for the sake of just standing here. Let's just give you a quick update on where things look from here. The Bills practiced on Sunday. They will go full pads on Monday. That would be officially day 5 of Buffalo Bills training camp.
All right, I like this. Literally Police says, I like this. Post-draft luncheon. Was there a post-draft luncheon today on his birthday?
Uh-huh.
If there was, he said, Bean gushed over Cam Lewis. Brandon Bean loves Cam Lewis. I agree with that. And I don't doubt that he did that. Thank you. If that is the case, was there, if he had a post-draft luncheon today, uh-huh. I would not be surprised if that was the case. And anytime someone brings up Cam Lewis or Jordan Hancock, I say, yeah. I think there's room for both.
Yeah. Okay. We just hit 2,500. So thank you all so much for watching. Matt, what's it like working with the big dog Sal? Looks like it's a lot of fun. I love working with Sal.
But he's the big dog next to me. Everybody tells me how short and small I look because Matt is a little taller than me. And then I sit in these chairs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I mean, like, I feel like I'm 5'2".
And you know, what's funny is that not growing up, but when I got into the television industry, my first boss was Joe Viscalia, and Joe is like 6'6". And right. He used to make jokes to me and to be like, oh, you need to stand on a box next to me. So we look similar in height. And I'm like, dude, I'm almost 6'1". Like, stop making me feel like I'm so much shorter than you. But I guess I ultimately am. So 2,500 people. That's really, really exciting. Bills should be in full pads tomorrow unless something changes. Tuesday, they will have another practice before an off day on Wednesday. Thursday is random. They're coming back down for one day of practice, and then it's already time for the open scrimmage at the stadium. That's literally next week.
That's Friday. That's exactly right.
We are less than 2 weeks away from the Bills' first preseason game.
And how about this, everybody? The Pro Football Hall of Fame game is this Thursday. Pro Football Hall of Fame game. Once that hits, we have football every single week except for Labor Day from now until the Super Bowl. How about that? Crazy. That's incredible, right?
That's crazy.
So I love hearing that. That's great. Yeah. And by the way, we have college football that week. Matt, congratulations on your beautiful Tony Dorsett card from We the Hobby. All right, wanted to say that. Thanks to Max Capaccio. Thanks to Abby. Thanks to Stephanie over at Odyssey. Yep. Thanks a lot to Dante and Taylor and all you great people for coming out today. Thanks to our producer, Mike Robbie. Have a great time. They're down here until 7 o'clock today, 23 Arlington Street.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.